Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today all day until 2 p.m. by the exquisite writer extraordinaire, founder of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, my friend. So happy to have you here.
That's pretty good.
Exquisite. That was the word that popped into my head, so we went with it.
I like it.
So we talked about the two frontrunners for the Republican primary. There is, you know, just to give some credit, the other Tim Ranthem, still running, still even as of this week, really still trying to hammer home that we should decertify the 10 electoral votes that were granted to President Biden. Still ringing that bell.
Not a thing. Still not a thing.
Still not a thing.
Decertifying an election is not a thing.
Still but. Can't do it, but it will be interesting to see how many votes he ends up getting. I know he's only polling at, what, 3-ish%?
Yeah, he was at 3% in the last poll.
Have you guys seen a Tim Ranthem yard sign in the wild? Because I have, and it's an extraordinary experience.
What?
That's phenomenal. See, I would love to. I have not seen
one. I have not seen one in the wild. I have seen his, like, graphic designs on his website and his social media, and it looks like a skater boy from like the 90s, just the amount of like fire and like fluorescent coloring that they've chosen to go with for the branding of the campaign. But what I don't understand, because I don't know which Twitter account is the real Tim Ranthem, and because there's two, there is at @Timothy_Ranthem, and then there is also @Ranthem4WI. So Ranthem 4 Wisconsin. And I thought they had both going on. Both have less than 500 followers. On the the Ranthem @Ranthem4Wisconsin, which might, I guess, be a parody account, but if it's a parody, I think they're being a little too real, because it feel when you read what they write on there, it feels like, ooh, this could be real. And my favorite, which if it's not real makes me actually more sad, but after Michaels got the Trump endorsement from one of these two Twitter accounts, TBD on which one's the real one, it's a statement: the will of the voters will see Wisconsin to victory. That's if we count the votes. I am resolute in that fight. You know me, I'm Tim. Not just any Tim though, I'm #TimTimeTim. #TimTimeTim. Join us and we will win a Wisconsin future our children so objectively deserve. So yeah, that was Tim the Toolman Taylor time. But apparently maybe that's not his actual account.
Well, I have a question. Do you think it's the burner? Like, one of them's the burner, and he was just silly, and he set up his burner account with his actual real name, and so they're both actually him, and he just doesn't know which one he's logged into at any given time?
Well, I don't know, because nothing else is making, like, when you scroll through it, it's not like he's making fun of himself, and the hyperlink, or the link in the Twitter bio, leads to his website. So that's why I thought it was real, but Dan, you think otherwise.
Well, I think it's parody, but I think it also speaks to the fact that his campaign is indistinguishable from parody at this point. Because what he's saying is so far beyond ridiculous. Like, this is a guy who is backed by the crazy MyPillow guy, and a number of the most fringe characters in the Trump universe. And his, like you said, his website is just, it's just hysterical. But I think it's, you know, and he's still, you know, he's still, we're making time for Tim today, but it is Tim time at the state legislature yesterday when he's trying to decertify the presidential election results here in July 2022.
Yeah, so we'll see how many votes he can steal away from either Clayfish or Michaels. But we're going to spend a ton of time on this, because God knows we will spend plenty of time on this after the general election, or after the primary election leading up to the general. But I know this week there was news that Tony Evers, current governor, has raised $10 million so far just in 2022. And I think in general for this election cycle, it's been like $20 million. And so
He's raising a lot of money.
Raising a lot of money, which is a good thing, especially if he has to go against a billionaire as in Tim Michaels. But how are you thinking he's stacking up so far to head into November?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously amid the midterms in general do not favor Democrats. And in a state like Wisconsin, that it is generally a 50-50 state, you know, you think Republicans might have the advantage. I don't necessarily think that's the case here with Evers, though. Evers has a pretty strong approval rating and has had stronger approval ratings throughout the last couple of years than Walker ever did. And I think, you know, he is probably, you know, on a list of governors in swing states that are Democratic governors in swing states that are favored. I think the similar situation with Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, and where you have these more, you know, these Democratic governors who have done reasonably good job in their term during crisis. And I think people respect them, and they've been kind of a steady hand as, you know, Republican Party in states like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania have gone pretty far to the right. And I think especially among moderates, Tony Evers is doing exceptionally well in the head-to-head polling against Clefish and Michaels and whoever. I think he's way up among moderate voters. I think he is, you know, kind of more of a moderate governor himself, and I think he's going to have success there because of it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We have lots of time left before that election happens. So when we come back, we are going to switch races and switch parties and talk about the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate to choose who will go up against Ron Johnson, because there's less mudslinging over there. And so what's going to actually set them apart? This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, and we'll be back in a minute.